Parts of the Midwest and the Atlantic coast are being pounded by another winter storm today, which means airlines are taking another big hit. Southwest Airlines has had to cancel most of its flights in the affected areas. And it may be surprising that an airline named Southwest has been hit so hard by Snowmageddon, the sequel. Yet as NPR's Wade Goodwin reports, that's exactly the way things worked out.
It's lovely in Chicago this time of year.
10 inches expected today in addition to the 4 already on the ground, and a lot of heavy winds, which is causing whiteout conditions and even ground blizzards.
A perfect day for flying.
500 flights canceled in both of Chicago's airports, and Southwest has canceled all of its flights into Midway Airport through tomorrow.
The forecast out of the Midwest yesterday was a road warrior's nightmare come true. First, a 1-2 punch right to the nation's solar plexus. And just like that, Chicago was down on one knee. Then a nasty right hook in the East Coast kisser, and the nation's air traffic flow can say goodnight, Gracie.
You'll see that rippling effect across the system. And then, of course, you'll see them come back online in the same rippling effect as the weather clears.
Whitney Eichinger is a spokesperson for Southwest Airlines. Yesterday, Southwest flew their morning schedule out of Chicago, and then at 10 a.m., the airline canceled the rest of the day's flights prophylactically. Eichinger says Southwest has learned the hard way not to leave dozens of planes trapped in a storm's path. So they fly until just before the weather hits. The 737s fly away and don't come back. They spend the night somewhere cozier, and the next morning fly back to Chicago to pick up their stranded passengers and whisk them away.
It's going to be a much faster operation to be able to get the aircraft in from overnight cities than having to dig them out of the snow, as you might imagine.
You think it's no fun digging your frozen car out from under 2 feet of snow and ice? How about if you and a few of your buddies help me with my McDonnell Douglas? Obviously, the fewer those jobs, the better. Hundreds of Southwest flights have already been canceled, and more will be today. The airline has discovered it's best to take control of their system, even if that means canceling more flights than might absolutely be necessary. Otherwise, you're like a defenseless boxer with your chin hanging out, taking punch after punch from an angry Mother Nature. When she's like that, it's better to stay away from Mom.
If there's a way to minimize the impact of what's about to happen, whether it be weather or anything otherwise, Southwest definitely wants to get out in front of that and make the decision beforehand so that we're not left making a last-minute decision.
Chicago, Boston, Providence, Hartford, Long Island, LaGuardia, Philadelphia, and Baltimore, this is not your father's Southwest Airlines.
Southwest carries more customers in the U.S. than any other airline, so regardless of our great name, which we take a lot of pride in, any kind of weather affects us pretty severely.
Southwest Airlines is all grown up now and snowed in. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.